surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally Planned Parenthood was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies. Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, "Hey, where's the camera?" Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, "Hey, where's the camera?" Jackson spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, "the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb." And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, Innovation Cube.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a gentleman in Detroit named Omer Kiani. And when he was a teenager, he was shot in the face with an unsecured firearm. And he's still trying to live with the trauma. But now he believes that he has created a device that would have saved him and may save thousands of others. He calls it Identilock. And while it still needs some final adjustments to the prototype and further investment, he expects to launch his smart gun technology in U.S. stores within a year, retailing for around $300. The device attaches to the trigger of a handgun, which can then only be unlocked by biometric authentication, preventing an unauthorized user from firing the weapon. He drew on breakthroughs in mobile technology. The trigger is released by similar fingerprint sensors to those used on the iPhone 5S. Those sensors are approved by the FBI and widely found in security scanners. Kiani says the key is reliability. The sensor has proved itself in different sectors over the past few years, and the market is aware of its capability. The gun is enabled in under a second from first contact, and the engineers are chipping away to further reduce the time. Eventually, it is hoped the lock will be integrated with the release, and the release will be instant. Kiani incorrectly says, no, we can't do that, Guess 168. That's not what we're about. I've already taken care of that. He shouldn't be there. He says the main point of firearms ownership is home defense, and home defense means quick access, but on the other side of that is accidents. Now, I haven't seen this device. I don't know if this fits over the trigger guard like a traditional trigger lock or what. I have an iPhone 5S that has the biometric sensor. And you know what? That thing works 2 out of 5 times. Sometimes if I keep on lifting my finger up and touching to it, it'll eventually let it go. It is not reliable if it's the same type of sensor. I've never seen one that is reliable. Now, when you're trying to access a room or something, it doesn't work the first time, and you try it again, well, you got time. You know, if somebody's coming in your front door, I don't know if you have that kind of time. Let's go to the phones. David in Texas. Yes, sir.
You know, I don't mean to backtrack, but I'd like to go back to the ammo shortage just for just like 1 minute.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
I don't.
With all due respect to you, and with absolutely no respect to your last caller, John, the reason we have an ammo shortage is people that go in there and buy and purchase ammo that they do not need. There's many, many people that are new gun owners, purchase 22s, purchase 9mm, whatever the case may be, and they can't train because people, like your previous caller, called in, you know, when I see it, I buy it. You know, how much is enough? You know, 2,000, 3,000 rounds of 22, you're going to still go in and buy more, and you have it stacked up on your shelf? Enough is enough.
You know, during the panic buying that came after Sandy Hook, I didn't buy anything.
I didn't either.
I didn't buy a gun. I didn't buy ammo. simply because, one, there was a lot of price gouging going on. Two, I was hearing all of these things coming out, like the 2 billion round purchased by the Department of Homeland Security. Very easily looked into, because there's a public procurement record that comes out via whichever one they go through. And, yeah, they put out feelers for it, but they never actually acquired it. And the handgun ammo they were looking was all one caliber, which didn't explain why we were short on 9mm, 38 special.
We're short on it because
10mm, 45 caliber, and all these others.
We're short because of all the new gun owners there is out there that are wanting to train, that are wanting to shoot, but they can't because you have a bunch of these old schoolers that are just going out there and buying everything they can. I've got 1,000 rounds of 9mm. I don't need no more. I'm not going to go buy any more. I could. Every time I go to the store, you know, I could go pick up a couple of boxes. But what's that going to do? It's going to take it out of the hands of the people that want to train, the people, the new gun owners. I mean, the amount of new gun owners, you've gone over this before, is astronomical over 2008 between then and now. And it's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's uncalled for. But that's what I got to say, John. Bill, thanks.
That's fine. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Stay safe. Yeah, you know, the ammo shortage was never due to the government. It was due to panic buying. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that, like right now with the black, the steel cased, black cased commie ammo that's out there right now, that there may be a little panic buying going on with that. But, you know, production capability is only just now getting to where it could try to keep up with the panic buying, because there was like 3.5 years of stock on hand when the panic buying hit. And that was wiped out in like days, like 3-5 days, something like that. That's hard to catch back up to. So I keep a fair amount of ammo on hand. I don't know how much I have. As far as my, the only gun that I train with to any degree is a 9mm, and I might keep enough on hand to go to 3 different classes, but you're talking 2,400 rounds. So that's more than I could probably carry if I had to run out the door. Because it is heavy. Back to Mr. Keani. He claims to be a he claims he's not interested in politics, and he's wanting to keep his vision simple. I'm a gun victim, a gun owner, and I have children, and I came up with something that fits my needs. Well, you know what, Mr. Keani, I have been, and I don't classify myself as a gun victim. You may be legitimately a gun victim, the one that I did my negligent discharge into. He was a victim of an accident. That's what he was. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2010, 62 children aged 1 to 14 were killed in firearms accidents in the United States, and 785 from 1999 to 2010. Far higher death tolls than school shootings over the same period, but that is trending down. That is trending down. And, you know, being a child is a very dangerous thing. You got to ride around in cars with your parents. What if they have a pool or a 5-gallon bucket? Or you have a bicycle. Being a child is tough. And getting out there and once again, concentrating on the gun is not going to do anything substantial to affect the mortality of children. Because gunshot wounds are the lowest part of the list. If you want to really protect children, don't take them to your doctor. This is another thing where they're trying to paint the smart gun technology into some positive light. And I would simply say this. There's a percent, 14% of America is ready to buy a smart gun. 14% of America is trying to buy, wants to buy a smart gun, considers buying a smart gun. Smart guns are like green technology. Maybe one day the technology will be mature. Who knows? I don't know. Everything that they have tried is not instantaneous, and there are degrees of failure. And a gun, if you have to bring a gun up in self-defense, it is not going. It's not going to work every time. Police aren't adopting them. Why should I have to? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Any of you ever heard of Shane Roberts? And I think I'm, or is it Cheyenne Roberts? I'm not sure. She lives in New Jersey. She's 9 years old. She's an honor student in the fourth grade. Likes the beach and music and soccer and fishing and hanging out with her friends. She's also a very highly skilled competitive shooter, schooled up on various firearms, and who has been wowing a lot of people at a lot of tournaments for the past 2 years. Been doing it since she was seven. She testified in front of the New Jersey state legislators by testifying against a proposed law that would limit the size of magazines in the state. Cheyenne told the legislators, "I am not a gangbanger or a domestic terrorist. This bill, if it comes to law, will severely impact me and a million other gun owners. So the question can fairly be asked, why would this law impact Cheyenne? She lives in New Jersey, and she's going to have to train with what she's got. She'll be limited to what she's got. And when she goes and competes against them, well, she'll have to reload more often. And Cheyenne, at the tender age of 9, simply wants to be the best at her chosen sport. And this is where a so-called journalist named Mike Kelly steps in. He works for some New Jersey fish rap called The Record, and he goes on the offensive against Cheyenne, 9-year-old Cheyenne, claiming her sport of choice is creepy and essentially accusing her of being an unwitting pawn of the big bad NRA, unable to think a reason for herself and manipulated by the nasty gun lobby. Let me point something out to you, if I may be allowed. The NRA is 5 million members that they claim. Half of that's going to be with the ILA, half of that's going to be with the NRA. But they claim 5 million members, okay? Now, there's 100 million plus gun owners in the United States. So the NRA actually represents a little less than 5% of all gun owners out there. But see, they are the 800-pound gorilla. And generically, the NRA is gun advocacy. That's, you know, there's no Gun Owners of America, no Second Amendment Foundation, no National Association of Gun Rights, none of those. There's only the NRA. But Mr. Kelly writes, Fish Rap Kelly writes, watching the video posted on Facebook of little Cheyenne with her new AR-15 is chilling. She likes the fact that the gun was painted purple and black, her favorite color, she says, though she adds that she also likes pink, too. It's beautiful, she says of the gun, that she found it very well balanced. What's astonishing is that if you close your eyes, you might think that Cheyenne is really an adult, but she's not. Think of this as a tale of the weaponized version of the TV beauty pageant show, Toddlers and Tiaras. Kids trying to act like adults with adult makeup and jewelry, cheered on by adults for the sake of themselves. Only in this case, instead of a rhinestone tiara and ruby red lipstick, the prime accessory for this child is an assault rifle with a magazine that holds 15 bullets. That's what I like, is an idiot that is only captured by his fear. In the copy, it refers to him as immediate. Immediate idiot. And he finds it appalling that a child can be responsible, focused, and good at what she does. She is articulate at 9. She's well-rounded and eloquent. She's been taught and coached well by her father and has shown a considerable amount of skill at a sport that is both challenging and exciting. And her maturity and eloquence is something that the fish rap apparently can't handle, because she is a well-spoken, determined child who excels at an adult activity, and because he seemingly believes that being a child is necessarily equivalent to being stupid, naive, and goalless. Maybe he's going by the way he has taught his kids. And because this child speaks with conviction and skill and enjoys her sport of choice, she must necessarily be manipulated by the evil, cunning NRA that controls these shooting competitions and the adults around her, including her own father. This is the world according to this idiot, Mike Kelly, for the record. Apparently, you know, does he believe that the NRA wrote her speech and coached her? They certainly don't coach her on her shooting. That's all her dad's doing. This little girl rocks. How can a human being with any claimed amount of decency or common sense, let alone a supposedly educated, supposed journalist, compare a child who excels at an activity that requires focus, accountability, personal responsibility, determination, and concentration, and who so powerfully explains her positions to a room full of adult legislators to be the vapid, empty, spoiled reality show brats on Toddlers and Tiaras? I don't think her father is probably living his life vicariously through her, like they do on Toddlers and Tiaras. Mike Kelly's a punk, and he decided it would be a smoking hot idea to attack a child from behind his little anonymous keyboard by comparing her sport to Toddlers and Tiaras. And her considerable skill to the clownish mockery of life that is that show. What a man! What a real man! A 9-year-old gets this guy all worked up and he goes on the attack. Journalism requires a tad bit of research. It is not looking at a picture at a little girl holding her purple and black AR-15 thinking it's creepy. Go watch a video of her. Watch the way she manipulates the weapon. This little girl has her stuff wired tight. She's been trained well. She has a degree of talent that has grasped what her father's taught her. Her father didn't teach her to be good at it. She's good at it because of her own self. He taught her the basic fundamentals, and guess what? She has a talent for it. If Mike Kelly had a shred of credibility after showing this lack of research skill and knowledge deficiency about firearms, it was terminally decimated by his cowardly, low attack on a talented, intelligent, skilled, determined 9-year-old. This is, you know, hey, this is how they feel about us. If you're a little girl, normal little girl, but you can rock an AR and a handgun and a shotgun, and I've seen her, and she can, well, it's creepy. Much better for you to be playing with your dolls. Much better for you to be a toddler with a tiara. Attacked. Do you understand what I'm saying? A 9-year-old attacked by an adult because she can shoot. Because she can handle a weapon. That's his impetus. I wish I could do, you remember Lurch from the Addams Family when he, I wish I could do that. That's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. I so rarely get to cross a sword with somebody that actually wants to bring a reasoned, intelligent debate to the forefront that is for gun control. I'm just tired of the lies and the attacks and the demonizing. But that's all right, because I got patience. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
P coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Doing my very level best to bring the pain to the gun grabbers who will lie to you every time they're speaking to you. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I made mention last hour of the fundraising drive we're doing here at RBN. Joining me now is the El Capitan. You know him from the National Intel Report. We're joined now by John Stattmiller. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill Frady. How are you?
Well, you sound really good coming in. Where are you? Are you in that studio over there?
No, not at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm doing this via this Skype.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, it works. Sam, in studio, I'm getting a loop back here.
Well, you're coming through 5x5 smooth on my end. So, anyway.
We appreciate it.
Has that been eliminated? Can we move on?
Yes, it has been. Thank you, Sam. See how that works? I've got this little headset, and I got my laptop, and I speak the word here, and at the studio here in Round Rock, Texas, they fix it.
That's pretty cool. By the way, when he's with me, he is not Sam. He is he that is Magnum.
These board ops we have at the network, they're great people.
They are.
Dedicated there every day, do a great job. And most people don't know how networks work and what people do and sliding things and punching buttons and answering phones and doing computers, and it's an involved thing. You got to pay attention to what you're doing.
In the last hour, what I was telling them is that in radio, a lot of times what happens is there'll be a network out there, and then they may get acquired, and this is just one scenario, and then all of a sudden you've got a bean counter who's worried about the bottom line. So they're trying to talk to the trending things that are, you know, like we would have been spending all week, the last 2 weeks, talking about this Malaysian jet that went the wrong direction, apparently crashed into the ocean. That'd been what we were talking about because it was trending. And I was just pointing out that here I'm sort of unleashed on the unsuspecting public.
Well, what this is a free and open forum that we're able to report and discuss and exchange information. And we don't have to make any apologies. We don't have to kowtow because we might be stepping on somebody's toes by doing maybe a story about drugs on the market, what it actually does to you. You know, the depth and the breadth of what we do on this network, Bill, I'm not kidding you. This network and the information, we have like 30 hosts. And this literally transforms people's lives. Now, I don't know anybody that sits around and watches MSNBC or ABC or CNN or whatever the case. Nobody can ever make that claim. As far as networks go, we're a little bit different than any other network out there in the way we're structured. And, of course, most importantly, the content itself. And it's amazing, as you said, you know, what's the breaking news? What's the trending story of the day? What kind of claptrap are you going to be diverted with? I remarked on my program the other day that for 15 straight days, CNN, and I watch the major news. I watch the mainstream news, but I only do that to see what they're talking about, but more importantly, what they're distracting us over. The Malaysian airline deal. What was going on? Well, Obama was working on giving up control of the internet to have the international control over it. You know, there's a multitude of things. When they're talking about something, Bill, I tell people look 15 degrees up and then pivot your head, swivel it real quick to see what's coming at you. This is the most incredible thing. I'm not a young man. I'm not an old man. But in my lifetime, Bill, I have seen the transformation of this country. And 20 years ago, when I was behind a rookie starting behind the microphone, man, they didn't even come up with the phraseology yet of conspiracy theorist. But then we were just right-wing extremist. We were the fringe, the disenfranchised, the unhappy, just the troublemakers. Well, the narrative now, if people are noticing, you're not hearing the term conspiracy theorists, and this was all part of a programming deal. Get that in people's heads. Oh, these crazy, that's just another conspiracy theory. Well, that narrative is not being used as much because you know what's happening? They're listening to programming such as this. They're listening to networks like this. People are gleaning information. They're comparing that to what they're seeing on the boob tube by the very carefully co-feared talking heads, overpaid, the liars, and they're looking at it and they're switching that thing off. You know, Bill, as far as networks go, Rush Limbaugh, he does 15 hours of programming a week. So do you. But how many minutes would you imagine out of a 3-hour program that people actually pay attention and listen to the content? I mean, listen to it on a Rush Limbaugh show.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel about him. I envy his position. And that's about as far as it goes. I've thought real seriously in the hopes of making my program bigger, spray painting my mic or naming my chair. I credit my voice to my first sergeant introducing me to scotch and cigars. And this is the resulting scar tissue, which just doesn't seem nearly as flourishy as talent on loan from God. But what I don't like about them is that those guys, because they, and I guess it's due to commercial considerations or whatever, they're just reading or commenting on headlines. They do very little real deconstruction of anything that they may be looking at. And
sure.
Now, that may have changed, you know, because I don't listen to them. Ever since I found out about the Talker Magazine top 10 talking points that you can subscribe to, that they'll email every talk show host in the United States if you just want to subscribe and pay the fee. And then I figured out that was the reason I listened to one network, and I would hear the same thing with 12 different spins on it as the 12 different people came in and talked about it. Today in the news, Obama, are the millennials running away from him? Hi there, I'm so-and-so. Are the young people deserting the old Camp Obama? You know, it just keeps on.
Yeah.
It just keeps on.
You know, when I was a kid, I and we're talking back in the 60s, I noticed one evening, I used to watch the news when I was a kid, you know, 12, 13 years old. I'd watch the news. And one day, we only had three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS. We didn't have satellite. We had stick broadcasting, and that's how you received your programming from the networks. And I'm watching the evening news, and I flip the channel. I'm listening, and I flip the channel again to all three networks. Bill, they were literally talking about the same subject matter, doing reports at the very same time. Now, at a young age, when I didn't know anything from Shinola, I thought, boy, that's really odd. The older I got, and like most people in this country, I stayed disengaged. I didn't, being a patriot was, oh yeah, you know, I'm red, white, and blue. Yeah, I'm an American. Yeah, I'm free. Yeah, I'm, you know, all of these things. And as my life progressed, I started to pay just a little bit more attention. But I was like anybody else in this country. You know, it's odd that people in this country, they think to be patriotic, that they pay their taxes and they vote. And that's it. We the people, we are the government. We've elected these guys in the state legislatures and in Washington, D.C., best suited for office to govern and pass laws that, well, are for, well, they've turned it into the benefit of the people. But they were supposed to follow those constitutional guidelines, and they have not. On this network, Bill, we have some of the best minds, and we have, as you put it, deconstructed. We don't guess as to what happened. Here's an action, and here's a reaction. This is what happened. We go through this thing in depth, and we report on it. This platform that we're on right now.
I'll tell you what, before you get into the platform, because you're on the same clock I am, and you're probably not watching an atomic clock at this minute, we're coming up on the last break on the hour. If you want to hold over through that, and then we can get to the meat and potatoes on the menu, of course, by all means, do so. And while we're gone, we'll be right back in about 5 minutes. You won't hear the gunshots as I destroy my $11,000 worth of equipment and start my Skype account on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
Rolling to the third hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you've been to the front page of, or the homepage of the RBN website, you may have noticed that we have a fundraising effort going on. This is your chance to, you know, a lot of people say, well, I can't even have any input to what I'm listening to. They won't even take my phone call. Well, here you have a chance. Here you have a chance to make a difference. Joining me this morning from the National Intel Report, and I suppose somewhere deep in the heart of his house is John Stattmiller from the National and the head honcho El Capitan at Republic Broadcaster. Are you still there, sir?
I'm still here, Bill.
Okay, so we've discussed what makes us unique in the the broadcasting space. Let's talk about how they can contribute to the longevity of truth.
Well, let me digress and back up a step or two here.
Okay.
Back in January, by the way, let me preface it by saying this. You mentioned networks before, and we spoke a little bit about that. What most people don't realize that in the last 18 months, 17 networks have gone down, big and small. You were on one of them before you came to RBN.
Oh, yeah.
There's Talk Radio Network out there. There was USA IRN. Those are now defunct. And, the good news for the people that work at TRN, they're being bought out by Westwood One. But that's not quite correct. It's Cumulus that bought Westwood One. They like the name better, so they're keeping it. And I guess they're going to reopen shop. But what has happened is the economy. What happened to these guys is they were structured, paying themselves big salaries, massive overhead, and then the cash flow started to dry up. USA IRN, they used to depend on a lot of funding coming in their door by way of gold and silver sales. Well, those have dropped off. Advertising, same difference. I mean, you know, people don't think about things like, well, how do radio stations survive and, you know, how do networks survive? Well, that's the way they do it, through advertising and other revenue sources. Well, those dried up and they had the inability to make the adjustment to survive. Hence, close the doors. Here at this network, we're coming up on our 10th anniversary. And we are unlike any other radio network out there. Clear Channel once took a look at us, and they were amazed. And they made the comment that this may be, and this was over 6 years ago, they made the comment, not directly to me, through an intermediary, that this may be the structure of networks in the future. Now, these guys, I don't have their spreadsheets, I don't have their tax returns, but I can tell you, the amount of overhead is massive. For a network, Bill, that has 30 talk show hosts on it, what do you think it costs me to run this network a month?
Well, I have no idea. That's way above my pay grade.
Evidently mine, otherwise I wouldn't be doing a pledge drive. No, seriously. $27,566.40 a month.
Approximately.
Well, and those are pretty, well, yeah.
Sounds pretty solid.
Well, it is. Those are, I know my fixed costs. As a matter of fact, you mentioned the website. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on that slider that says donate, and I've actually put up there what our monthly expenses are. And it shows it at $27,599. I'm sorry, here it is, and 40 cents. This is unheard of.
It's very inexpensive.
Well, no. That's the point I want to make. It's not super expensive to run this network. But here's the difference. We don't have the commercial backers out there. We don't have the drug companies. We don't have Coca-Cola or Pepsi or, you know, one of their PepsiCo, Taco Bell, whatever. We don't have the corporate sponsorship because they really wouldn't want to touch us. You know, if I do a news story, if I have an advertiser on my network, hey, welcome to go to the border, Taco Bell. Yeah, great. But we do news stories about how Taco Bell serves people grade D beef. Now, I'm not going to restrict the information that I put out. I will tell you the Taco Bell used genetically modified taco shells. Why is that important? Because it's important for people to know that because of the damaging effects of GMO. 80% of the stuff on our shelves in the grocery stores or greater is now GMO, found to cause humongous cancers in lab rats, for gosh sakes. So you can see a drug company like Pfizer with the stuff that they put out and the damaging effects. So you understand that we could not have free reign to do news reporting and do in-depth analysis and honestly report to people. The commercial people out there, the corporations, are not going to support us. And, you know, I'm happy about that, and I'm sad. I'm sad because, well, we don't have revenue streams like that, but I'm happy because we can do unfettered what we need to do. So as the network goes and what we do, It's pretty inexpensive. But here's the problem. This is what happened to us this year. January rolls around. Now we have advertisers up. Oh, pick up the phone. Hey, your contract's up. You're going to renew? Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to lay off for a while. Well, okay. Well, you have to get back on the horn and, of course, go out there and get your sponsorship. Well, then, a month ago, I've always run a little bit in the red every month, and sometimes a month behind in the bills. But for me, that was manageable. Stressful? Yeah. Manageable? I guess so. But a month ago, we were taken down. The website was taken down. All the feeds were taken offline. And we had to do a mad scramble. We enlisted the help of people. It cost me some money to do it. I had to pull people. We have a skeleton crew, obviously. Our payrolls are not huge per month. So we had to mad scramble and devote and shift a couple of people to get on this to restore the network so people could listen online, they could listen to the archives, and whatever else. There's a few things we still haven't gotten back yet. The podcast, 36,000 pages in a program just for those things. So it took quite some time. Now, while we're doing this, a few more advertisers might have dropped. All of a sudden, we look up, whew, we're back up, and then we look at the checking account at the bank. The L money is not there. So, what I'm saying here is 27,000 is not a whole lot to run a network. If you fall behind a couple of months, it becomes a problem. Now, I'll tell you how much of a problem that is presented. And I don't want to scare anybody. But these are the facts. I have got to come up with $49,000 in about 5 days to balance out that account and get on with this. Now, you and I have discussed this network, Bill. You're a kind of guy that when a person talks to you, they get the idea that there is a lot there, and you understand, and you actually give a damn. And I appreciate Larry Pratt coming on this network. I've known Larry for 20 years. He brought you, sponsored you. You're the only Monday through Friday gun show, and what a time in this country that people should have access to information about guns and what's really going on. So when you look at what we're doing versus the cost of it, it's almost ridiculous. Bill, we have, and people may challenge me on this, and I hope that they do. In the annals of radio broadcasting and network operation, this audience that listens to this network are some of the brightest people in the room. Why? Because we're there to tell them the truth, report the facts, and I have been reticent to say that, but that is the truth.
John, we're rolling into the next hour. Can you hang on and we'll continue?
Yes, sir, I can do.
All right, folks. Off to the third hour we go. Stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.